This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I got a self-imposed challenge on me, and I guess this applies to Super Don as we kick off this evening's Outside the Box
this
Wednesday.
This is news to me.
Yes, the challenge is news to you?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not aware of a challenge.
It should be. We did not discuss this before we went to air. Of course, we have Ty Bollinger coming on. It doesn't apply to him. Only to you and me.
Okay.
And maybe guests if they try to call in the first hour at 866-939-2355. The challenge is for the first hour, we cannot say the word that rhymes with... Oh, what's the word
Ayatollah.
That rhymes with? Ayatollah. Yeah, that's one way of saying it. Or Mercola. You can say Mercola, but you can't say the word that rhymes with Mercola.
You can't say anything else that rhymes with Mercola.
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. It's a challenge here. Can we get by the first entire hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show without mentioning anything that rhymes with the word Mercola? Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Like I said, we like Joe Mercola. Nothing on him. It's just the rhyming with his name. Something in the news we're not going to mention till the second hour with Ty Bollinger. So there you go.
I like
this challenge.
This is a good challenge. Yes.
And our who's on the board tonight? Randy. Randy, if one of us slip up, Randy, I don't know, you can throw a wet noodle at us or something. Just let us know. Or maybe you can bleep it out.
I got the noodles ready.
He's got the noodles ready.
He's got noodles standing by.
Noodles are standing by. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. We've got lots to do next couple of hours here. I'm still adjusting to the time shift, honestly, as I, reach for stuff that's normally available to my brain without even thinking. It's there. No, it's not. Where'd it go? Well, it's late at night. It's not that late, Robert. What are you doing? See, I'm talking to myself. It's already started, Super Don. I don't know.
I don't even need to be here. You've got your own co-host already.
I got my own co-host. It is an amazing thing. But here we are 3 days into it, and I don't know who I am. Well, here, let's open with a question comment of the day, shall we? I think that would be a good way to open. And believe it or not, this question doesn't have anything to do with the word that shall not be named, at least for the first hour of the show.
All right.
And it's linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, which, by the way, we're going to be live tomorrow at the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora. 6 o'clock, I'll be lecturing live. 7 o'clock, we'll go live 24 hours from now. In funky little Mount Dora, Florida. So check that out. It's linked up in the show notes as well. So, what is it? We got a question comment of the day. This is coming from Diana Saba. Why do I know that name, Super Don? Diana Saba.
We had Diana on back in April of this year, and she was on coming on to talk about her success with the RSHO, with the CBD-rich hemp oil.
Right. This is the stuff we use here. My wife uses the RSHO. It's called Real Scientific Hemp Oil from Hemp Meds, hempmedspx.com. And we had talked to her about that. She says, I feel a sense of hope. I remember that. She wrote a blog about it. I think we have it linked up. Yeah, in fact, we have it linked up. Her name is linked up in the question comments of the day. It's a little thing. I'm going to read that right now. Maybe we could talk to her at another time. But it's very inspiring. It's kind of like Ty Bollinger inspiring the world with Cancer Step Outside the Box. When somebody shares their story of success in overcoming any kind of cancer without resorting to chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. And this is what Diana writes. She says, it's not often an oncologist discharges a patient, but mine discharged me. yesterday when my six-month follow-up blood work revealed all normal results. And for the first time since 2010, my white blood cell count, which had been stuck in high mode, was normal. She says this. She says that Diana says this. Heartfelt thanks to HempMeds PX and a huge thank you to all my friends and family who kept me in their thoughts and prayers. And Diana, God bless you for sharing that with us as well. That's wonderful, wonderful news.
That's
and, of
great
course,
news.
CBD is cannabidiol. The controversy surrounding cannabidiol, particularly from those that are supportive of, for instance, medical marijuana, they'll often criticize hemp meds because, oh, well, they're not really marijuana or cannabis or hemp because they're only getting cannabidiol, the CBD, which is one of the endocannabinoids or cannabinoids that the endocannabinoid system really needs and likes and loves. But it's not everything. Now, we have gone on record saying we want it all freed up to be utilized by those in need. But the reality is CBD is having a profound is an understatement, healing impact on those who have tried it, experimented with it, utilized it, found it at the right level for themselves, and it has not proven to be harmful to anyone that we have encountered since bringing this out on the Robert Scott Bell Show earlier in the year. And I am just thrilled for Diana's results, but those are the results that I would expect now based on what we have revealed and interacted with. By bringing a substance from a plant that has been demonized by the federal government of the United States and many of the states, but still do. And at this point, the critiques are not just, unfortunately, coming from the authoritarians who want to keep this plant away from you and me, but from those within the pro-plant neighborhoods who are thinking that this is somehow a slight to the THC variety of cannabis. And I just, and Superdon, that gets your blood boiling too. I want to, look out and say, as a healer, what helps, what works? Is CBD helping people? Absolutely it is. Why would I criticize that for even a nanosecond? And I wouldn't. Do we want the availability
one
for...
one thing and say, oh, well, that's not the same because it's not as good as the other. THC is better because, CBD doesn't do this, but THC does. So what? It's just another healing property, another, component of a plant. That's like, somebody, two guys trying to argue over what's better, vitamin C or vitamin D. They have their own uses.
We would acknowledge there may be some measurable differences, but look at Diana Sava or my wife for using the CBD and the benefits that we've received. I am not here to argue that one is better than another except to say, look at what it is doing. Look at what happened to Diana using the RSHO. HempMedsPX.com. We have them linked up. There's a banner at RobertScadbell.com. I believe the code for August is SHW48. SHW48 to get you 20% off. And even if it's not a situation as serious as cancer like Diana was dealing with, the issue of pain is serious. But the issue of emotional, mental issues, depression, anxiety, very serious for those who are experiencing it. And why not open up to all of the possibilities until that time inevitably it will come where the whole plant will be legal as it is already lawful everywhere on planet Earth, unless you have some sort of opposition to the man or woman upstairs, depending on your perspective. I care not how you perceive it, but to that creator or that creative force that made this plant for all of us to utilize appropriately. What is appropriately? It might be different for me than it is for you, but that's the freedom by God that we should have to exercise for healing or whatever purpose you have, as long as you're harming no one else. So that's the happy beginning to the Robert Scott Bell Show. A really cool story from Diana. You can read what she wrote there. Came in yesterday or today. I'm not even sure at this point because I don't know what day it is by the time I hit the show in the evening here in the East.
That was from yesterday.
Was it? Thank you. Thank you, Super Don. So we have another story here. I don't know. It's not necessarily related, except I think it somehow is trying to bring in the concept of cancer or prevention of cancer. And remember the old saying, an aspirin a day keeps the doctor away, right? Or was that an apple a day? It was an A word. What are the A words?
I believe that was an apple. Yes, an apple a day.
An apple, okay. Because, I use the word aspirin in a kind of irreverent way when I say, I would have liked to kick his ass sprint, right, that way. And I know that on the board, you know, Randy would be like, did he say? No, oh, he said aspirin. It's okay. But the idea that aspirin is this benign over-the-counter drug that you should be taking every day has been long since dismissed by those who understand the real science and the real pathways that are being utilized by the body when you take this supposedly safe over-the-counter drug. Yet they keep trying to come up with ways to convince you to take it anyway. Right? The idea, well, if you take it, it'll thin your blood and you won't have a heart attack. As if aspirin is the vitamin A that you actually need. And it is not. It's a synthetic patented chemical that is toxic to the body, that causes bleeding of the stomach and gastrointestinal lining, and lowers aspects of your autocrine system, the function, the what do we call this, eicosanoids, that are so critical for every function of the body, energy utilization, etc. It dampens, it weakens, and it causes a decline in functional health over time, but they're trying to say it cuts your cancer risk. But at what cost? If you could, let's say, over 10 years, 1,000 people took 75 milligrams each day for 10 years, they said that maybe 16 fewer cancer deaths. But if they do what we say here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, there'll probably be no cancer deaths. And then you realize if they took that amount of aspirin, it could lead to the side effects that they say are side effects that are direct effects of aspirin could lead to an extra 18,000 deaths, according to the BBC. So I don't get the math. You want to talk about it? That's common core math, you know, that they're putting out there for us to take more aspirin.
Gotta love the common core, right?
Not loving the common core right now.
A plus B equals five times three cucumber potato.
Yes, an aspirin a day will prevent 16 cancer deaths in 10 years, but create 18,000 extra deaths in that same time period.
You know, the thing I get with the aspirin, it's not like aspirin has a patent on it. I mean, it's
out of patent. It is.
It's out of patent. Why are they pushing aspirin so bad? I don't understand.
The agenda is to weaken the population, as it is with the word that shall not be named until next hour with Ty Bowler.
Mercola?
That rhymes with Mercola. We can say Mercola anytime here. He's a good guy. We don't mind it. But the rhyming word, unfortunately. No, we're not going to say till next hour. Hey, when we come back, let's take a dip. Not of tobacco or snuff, but a dip in the ocean. But when you do, put on your hazmat bathing suit. And then take extra selenium when you get out. Why? We'll explain in just a moment. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio and GCN. Check it out. Links are up. RobertScottBell.com. 866-939-BELL.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
The latest UN report says mercury pollution in the world's oceans has doubled in the past 100 years. The results of higher levels of mercury in the soil washing into rivers and lakes. There are now higher levels of mercury in the world's fish stocks than ever before.
Oh, under the sea. Dive into a vat of mercury as we do some rhyming things, exercises
nice.
Today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How was that? That was pretty good, huh?
Impressive.
Yeah, by the way, nobody can say what rhymes with Ricola. That's what I was looking for earlier.
Ricola.
Right? You can say Ricola, but you can't say what rhymes with it. Although, super
gondola,
like 100 words.
Angola.
Incredible. Yeah. No, yeah. All right. Study, oceans more tainted with man-made mercury. That is the great news. Going to the beach this summer? Take along your selenium. Take along your One World Way. Take along anything that can bind with mercury and get it to get out of your system. Now, I'm not saying you're going to absorb enough mercury to create autism in one swim in the sea. But there are issues with water we're going to get into a little later. Something we talked about in Toledo earlier in the week that Ty and I are going to discuss some more about. But the reality is double to triple the amount of mercury before the Industrial Revolution. Now, we've got more mercury coming in through so many methods, especially modern medicine with vaccinations. But there are airborne sources, and those of you who still eat the ocean fish, the reason why I still endorse eating it outside of radioactive fish is that it carries a certain quantity of selenium that can also help bind out the mercury. But you may want to take extra selenium, like I had to remember to do when I was detoxing over the weekend, thanks to Dr. Newsom and his Super Earth Energy products. Terrific stuff. But the detox pathways have been so corrupted because we've been so bombarded by the second most toxic metal known to man. that we have got some work to do, especially considering a lot of the world gets its food from the ocean, and that food is now contaminated with mercury. Another thing I'll recommend, if you go to toxinsaway.com, you'll find the formulas that Mike Adams helped to develop from the National News Forensic Food Lab and ways to bind the mercury from ocean fish so contaminated. And there's also a product that addresses the cesium, the radioactive cesium, and helps to bind that out in the GI tract so you don't absorb it. So that considering the, how would we call it, the degeneration of the food supply, of the quality of the food supply, we've got to develop strategies and implement strategies to protect us. In other words, as hard as it is for some of my listeners, maybe you, maybe Super Don, maybe Dr. Patel, look at me and say, it's hard to be you, Robert Scott Bell, because I'm just totally too hardcore on clean food, eating organic for my family, that we just rarely ever get to go out. Other than tomorrow night, we get to go out to dinner because I'll be lecturing at Vitality Bistro, all organic, very cool, raw vegan as well. But the hard-to-be-me concept, we're going to take it up a notch because it's not enough just to eat organically grown foods. We must supplement. And now we must supplement in ways that can bind out the bad guys, even in what we might consider to be organic food. And I think that's the big message of survival of the future, of the children and grandkids. I keep hearing, the surveys coming out, Super Don, where the first time ever parents or grandparents are looking at their siblings, not their siblings, your youngins, you know, kids and grandkids, and saying, they're not going to have it as good as we did. And not just economically.
Welcome to the party, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, so we've already been through some of that ourselves at this point. But the reality is the world in which we live, economically challenged as it is, physiologically challenged as it has never been to this extent. Now, certainly there were times at the beginning of the dawning of the Industrial Revolution, the burning of the coal, blocking out the sun, dropping mercury in incredible amounts on the cities where the coal burning was happening. It's not certainly as bad as that in the brutal times there before we understood about these, I call them metabolites of the burning, but you know what I mean. We have it better in some ways, but then most of the toxins went invisible. They went invisible. You know, the mercury you could sort of see, but sort of not. But the rest of the stuff, the additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plastifiers, you name it, pretty much invisible to the naked eye. And compound that with an ocean full of mercury. And now you wonder, as Dr. Batar says, how we're all alive at all. How we're not all with cancer. One in two of us may be, unless you make the changes we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to come back. We got Bo Berman from Fox, Connecticut. Update on Justina Pelletier and the family and what the governor knew or did not know and what they viewed this to be. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, halfway through the first hour, and we have not said the word that rhymes with Ricola. We're not going to do it till next hour. Right now, we are welcoming back a guest. He's an award-winning journalist, investigative reporter, Fox CT, Bo Berman, who, without which we might not know of this story last year and this year, that blew up and went global. The Justina Pelletier story, and how all that transpired, the custody battle with the state of Massachusetts and the Connecticut back to the Pelletier family. But there's a lot more to this story. It's not that she's just home and it's all done. There's a lot more digging that Bo Berman is doing and has done, and he's revealed some today on the web. We've got him, Bo Berman. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Glad to be here.
Well, really glad that you're still on the air. We were concerned about you because you were uncovering some things that weren't so nice for some major institutions there in Massachusetts, particularly Boston Children's, but you were really digging as an investigative journalist really needs to do. And a real great example, and you got an award for it this year. Congratulations. Was it an Edward R. Murrow Award? Is that what I read?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was the Edward R. Murrow Award, yep.
Well done, my friend.
Yep,
well done. So pleased to see you. Great acknowledgement. Now, this report that you just revealed on the web here, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. It goes to the viewpoint from within the government complex looking out, the governor's office. What was happening as you were reporting, as we all were uncovering, and then as the people started raising a ruckus from outside through emails and other things to raise pressure on the government in this matter? I don't know how you parsed all of this. You went for Freedom of Information Act requests, and then what's revealed is rather interesting is an understatement.
Yeah, I think so. And it really is interesting because as for the public and even for us as a journalist, because as you cover stories like this, you know, you reach out to different institutions and to government organizations and agencies and ask them for their, you know, quote, official statement. And they'll give you that, but you sort of wonder what those officials are saying to themselves and how they really feel about some of these cases. And so we had the unique opportunity here that presented itself to really find out about that. And you always have that opportunity, I guess. You can sort of try to file, you know, Freedom of Information Act request and get, you know, emails and see what people say, and you never know what's going to turn up. So in this case, back in April, whenever the Pelletier case was still going, you know, full force, and she was still in the custody of Massachusetts, I filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the state of Connecticut and asked for any emails that Governor Daniel Malloy had sent, really in the past year and a half, from that point, that contained the word Pelletier or were about Justina Pelletier. Well, to my surprise, the state came back to me and said that he had sent zero emails. So I've later, come to be told that he communicates more so by phone, but it turns out that his staffers sent a lot of emails, people within his office. And so what turned up in those emails was really interesting. And today we did a report straight to the web, actually, about this. And so what you find out is that we first reached out to them in February 2014, asking for an official comment. And then immediately behind the scenes, one staffer asked to another staffer, hey, do we have anything on this that we can give him, referring to me? They said, should we have DCF respond? That's Department of Children and Families. These emails get bounced around, and then one staffer writes, Gary at DCF is handling this. I think we should stay away from this. And so it's things like that are uncovered in this that are kind of interesting, I think, for people who have been following this case already for months and come to find out that, some people within the governor's office were saying, quote, we should stay away from this.
Well, that must have indicated on some level they knew this was a sticky situation that they probably didn't want to get drawn into.
Yeah, and I think that, people on all sides of it would actually agree that it was a sort of a sticky situation. It was a very bizarre situation. It was probably unprecedented. And, it was a sticky situation. But I think some people would also argue that, states, just, as a citizen of the state of Connecticut, and perhaps there was a duty to get involved. And it's not to say that the state didn't get involved, but some of these emails really reveal the level to which they got involved. And so one person who certainly was involved in this case was the director of Connecticut's Department of Children and Families. And you guys may remember, obviously, you've been covering the Pelletier case for a while now, too. Back in February and March and in some of those earlier months as this played out, there was talks of why isn't the state of Connecticut just taking her back? She's from Connecticut. Why is she in Massachusetts custody? And so, we would get these public statements from the Department of Children and Families in Connecticut, but in these emails, we revealed perhaps how the commissioner of that department really felt. Because in a March 1st email, this commissioner, her name is Joette Katz, she wrote to several other state officials, in part, she said, quote, we're not going to take this child under the current circumstances. The parents' reactions throughout this circus is proof positive that this is about them and not Justina. She went on to say it should be clear to everyone now that this case is a marathon and not a sprint. And so just to kind of look into that statement a little bit, you know, many people felt like a girl's life was at stake. And so, you know, we asked the Pelleteers what they thought about these comments, that it's a marathon, not a sprint, and they're calling it a circus, and they said they were appalled.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. You know, we've talked about it from the eyes of the parents as well, as many of our audience. Our parents have children and just would hardly want to even consider or imagine such a horrific event occurring for their children to be taken custody by the state in a hospital in this way. And then to call and say from a governmental perspective, oh, it's all about the parents. Well, you know, I'm thinking that was very revealing into how they perceived parents who belligerently, and I say this in an appropriate way, raised a ruckus to try and get their child back, that they viewed the Pelletier parents as problematic at this point.
That's right. Yeah, and that's sort of what comes through in this, because we really didn't know, you know, what the DCF commissioner in Connecticut thought of all this. We didn't know if she, you know, I don't want to say sided with the parents, but, you know, felt like, ooh, you know, Massachusetts is doing the wrong thing, but I'm handcuffed, it's in the court system. You see here that there was a bit of choice on her part in Connecticut, yeah. As a top, you know, state agency official, to not take her, not to take her back on March 1st. And so, you know, when parents hear that, I don't know what sort of reaction they might have, but, you know, one might imagine a scenario where Justina Pelletier could have been home months earlier, because as we know now, she was not sent home until June of 2014.
Well, and there's clearly, at least in those statements, appears to be a bias against the parents in this case from the state perspective. And I got to ask you if you're aware of anything within the court proceedings that weren't, let's say, withheld from the public. Was there any evidence of abuse, as they initially claimed, medical abuse or neglect in this situation that came to light after the fact?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, to this point, you know, nothing has come forward specifically. You know, there has been some reports of, in their past, perhaps DCF involvement, but nothing, you know, being substantiated against them, you know, that we're aware of. And you know, what's also interesting about these emails too is not only getting this inside perspective for the first time on what state leaders, what the governor's office staffers and DCF heads were thinking, but also you see the impact that social media and the media, the actual media and supporters had on this, because you see in some emails, like, for example, on March 28th, 2014, staffers, you know, with the state are talking about news articles that were put out and saying, you know, that they felt one article, quote, came out very well, very helpful remarks, saying somebody stuck up for them, and, you know, they wrote this kind of funny. And so it's sort of just the inside chatter that, you know, and this stuff is all publicly available. The funny thing is almost anybody could have requested these emails. We just thought to do it back in April, and it took until July for the state.
Many months later. Well, and they looked at you probably worse off than they were looked at the Pelletier parents, because they said, oh, Bo Berman is at it again. He's at it again. So I think they felt like you were not going to let this thing go, and they were a bit annoyed.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, it does say that in one of the emails. One of the DCF spokesman writes to a colleague and says, Bo is at this story again, you know, dot, dot, dot. So, you know, I don't know if they thought we were going to let it drop, but certainly sitting here almost a year since we started the story, you know, we didn't let it drop. And, you know, just some really interesting, you know, things inside these emails, though. And so what we've done is we've actually posted the actual emails on our website, which is foxcc.com, so you can read them for yourself, you know, and see exactly. We just included some of the most interesting parts in our story, but they're all.
Yeah, we have it linked up, and there are some key things highlighted in there. It is a fascinating thing, because as we were all talking about it, wondering what was going on behind the scenes, now you have a little bit of insight here. Since then, we've covered other stories of families in similar circumstances, including one that had a child at Boston Children's, then they ended up in Chicago, and this is Isaiah Ryder. I don't know if you looked into the Isaiah Ryder case, but she also had some choice words for Boston Children's.
Wow, no, we haven't gotten into that case, primarily for geographic reasons. I've heard a little bit about it, but I don't know the details. One thing I can say is that since, we've been covering the Pelletier case, we've gotten a lot of calls and emails from all over the country with people who have stories that, I should say, haven't been vetted yet completely, mm-hmm. but that claim to have stories very similar to that of the Pelletier family. It sounds like this Ryder story may be similar as well.
Yeah, we've heard a number of stories as well. We haven't covered them all, but that one is very much playing itself out in a similar fashion, but that's in Illinois. Now, it's interesting, I think, that this has made it onto the federal level scene. I think I've heard grumblings in Congress of them wanting to do a law related to this so that the government or the hospitals cannot do this to other children.
Yeah, that's correct. Justina Pelletier and her family went to Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago, and they met with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who, is sometimes a polarizing figure, but she's actually put forth a proposed bill that has bipartisan support, at least early on, with both Republicans and Democrats on board, some of them. And they heard from Justina Pelletier, and I'm told she had a standing ovation mm-hmm. in front of about 75 members of Congress, and they're hoping to bring her back after the recess in September to speak before all of Congress. And yeah, they are trying to pass a law and call it Justina's Law that
right.
would essentially make it unlawful to do tests on kids who are wards of.
Yeah, medically experiment on children in state custody. Imagine what kind of country has to have a law like that? But hey, Bo, glad to have you back, and I look forward to following up with you as more is revealed. We have the links up to you. Bo Berman, Fox CT, award-winning journalist. He's a great guy. Thank you for being here.
The revolution
All right, thank you. Bye.
Will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Super Don, we have Master Bong coming on the show. What are you playing that song for? What the
Master
heck?
Bong. Haven't talked to him in a while. But no Master Bong there. What? But, you know, it's a kind of, let's call this a pop quiz.
A pop quiz?
Not a pot quiz. No, a pop quiz.
A pop quiz. Okay,
a
all right.
A pop quiz. In fact, I had to throw this at Randy the board op. Yeah, you up for it, Randy?
Go for it.
Okay. Can people hear you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What would you say is the one state in the entire country, all 50 states, that uses the most marijuana? Go.
Colorado. Now, if you heard me say it on the break, admit it.
Guessed Colorado. Okay. All right, strike one. Guess another one.
Well, that's a good guess, though. Wouldn't you think that?
Colorado, most people would think Colorado, right? I mean, they're big in the news about marijuana, but that is not it. So we're looking
Randy,
for the
you
state.
Get two more options. And by the way, Randy, don't feel bad because I had three guesses, and all of mine were wrong, too. So keep
all right,
going.
So guess number two.
I'm going for Oregon.
Nope, not Oregon. Now, that's where I am. That's where I live.
That's why
and
I thought so. It
seems very reasonable, but that is not correct. So here's your last chance. The state that uses the most marijuana in the United States of America is?
Minnesota.
Wrong.
Minnesota. Now, that's a funny state. Why? You live in Minnesota.
Well, yeah.
Is that a Randy thing because he lives there?
It is, kind of. Yeah.
It's like some people would go, well, that's because of me. I put that my state over the top.
Yeah.
Right? No, it's not. Yeah. This is an interesting thing. I would have never thought this, but the smallest state in the nation smokes the most weed. I don't know what's going on, you Rhode Islanders. I just don't know. What is happening in Rhode Island of all places? Maybe because it's named as an island, but it's not an island, and the people are bummed. They thought they were going to Jamaica, and they ended up in Rhode Island. Hey, it's not an island.
I think what it is, they're overcompensating. They've got a small state syndrome. Yes.
Well, did you say small state syndrome?
Yes.
Okay, so they're overcompensating for being the tiniest state in the nation.
I don't know. 13%, which works out to about 1 in 8 of those people over age 12 in Rhode Island, in a survey said they had used marijuana in the past month. And it's very interesting because the national average is 7%. And for some reason, in Rhode Island, 13% of the public says they have used marijuana at least once in the past month.
Well, Randy, I know you tried hard to get Minnesota up there, but you just got to keep working harder. I think, you know, in Rhode Island, what I'd suggest for all of our Rhode Island listeners, our little roadies, is that you juice the raw cannabis leaves. And, you know, you can still do, if you want to smoke it, that's fine, but I think you'll get more health benefits ultimately by also juicing the raw cannabis leaves. I know you won't get high doing that, but still, there are a lot of medicinal benefits for feeding the endocannabinoid system in your body. So, Rhode Islanders, if you're out there, give us a call, 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. And if you're worried because we haven't said yet the word that rhymes with, you said Ayatollah, I said Granola, and Ricola, we're going to get there. Ty Bollinger is going to join us soon. We're going outside the box, way outside the box with him. And then we'll discuss it again, all right? But I will urge you to listen. What?
Gondola.
What word?
Gondola?
I don't know.
Gondola. You know, like in Italy, going down the water and the gondola?
No, I've done that in Las Vegas.
All right.
No, that doesn't count. I know.
How about payola? That's something we don't do on this radio show. No payola on this
show. We don't do payola on this
show. That kind of rhymes with it.
I will say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors for making this health message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. We are out and about from time to time, thanks to them as well. And also tomorrow I will be out and about in Mount Dora, the Vitality Bistro, vitalitybistro.com. 6 o'clock for a free lecture. All you got to do is buy some food and eat it, and you're going to be blessed for it because it's wonderful, loving food. And then 7 to 9 tomorrow night, just like normal time now, we'll be live from Vitality Bistro, whether Super Don is there or not. It's a lecture and broadcast, so come on down. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks as well to our friend Dr. Daniel Newsom, Super Earth Energy. This stuff is for real. We're going to be talking with him about it some more. DRNUZUM.com, Dr. Newsom's Nutraceuticals, Super Earth Energy, and two other products. We're going to get you more information on that soon, so check it out. The links are up in the show notes. We are going outside the box, and we're going to say that word that rhymes with, you said gondola, I say Ricola, and we'll say, I'm not saying it yet, but remember this, my friends, do not fear, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Send it to everybody.